afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everyone, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. As always, this is Pat Francis.
Pew, pew.
Gary Lucy.
Matt Belknap.
Chicky, chicky. I didn't know we were going to do stuff, so I put mine at the end. Hey, before we start, real quick, I forgot to do this last show, so I want to do it this time. I have stuff to give away.
Yes.
I've got, in my hand, I've got 5 copies of the Michael DeBar CD, Carnaby Street. This is the Encore Edition. It's got a bonus track. And I'm going to give these to people. And the way we're going to do this is you're going to email your answers to me, pat@popculturebeast.com. And I want you to work for it this time, because so easily, it's easy to ask a question. You go to Wikipedia and it's done. So we're going to do the 6 degrees of Jimmy Pardo.
Ooh.
You're going to go 6 degrees from Michael DeBar's acting career to Jimmy Pardo's acting career. And I want 6. I don't want it to be less than 6. I want you to give me 6. Like, Michael DeBar was in this with blah, 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 who's in this, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to go to Jimmy Pardo. So
wow.
The first 5 people to do that, it's the first 5 that do it are going to get these.
Like
so
that.
Don't just say that MacGyver that Jimmy Pardo was on.
Right, because he was not in MacGyver. And then the other thing, I gave this away before and I got another one. It's the Eagles documentary.
Oh, right.
This is 3 discs. It's the history of the Eagles, part 1, part 2. And then the 3rd disc is the Eagles live at the Cap Center from March of 77. These are review copies. They're bare bones, no packaging. I'm not allowed to sell them, but I can give them away. So for that, we're going to say the first person who can tell me all the Eagles songs that Randy Meisner sings lead vocal on is going to get that.
Wow.
Easy. First person who does it.
That's a fan. That's a good question for a fan. That's the craziest slipcase thing I've ever seen that those...
I know. It's pretty wild.
Neat.
And, okay, back into the end of the show now. Giveaway part's done. Gary, how are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Since we last spoke, I saw the 3 o'clock. I bet I had a good time there. That's good. I hadn't been to a rock concert this year with the 88 opening.
That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Some 41 was in the lobby serving drinks. So. And was Blink 182 there?
I don't know. They might have been.
How about 38 Special?
Oh, hold on loosely. Hold on. That's my name.
Yeah.
Gary,
wait a minute.
On
That's
loosely.
Another masturbation song.
That's right.
Oh, my God. This show is really coming together.
What was the what was the venue that band was at?
That was at the Troubadour.
Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah.
Great place to see anyone.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good. Temperature's good.
The sound is so good at the yes. Troubadour.
Yes. And Matt, your thing's all queued up, right? So
yeah.
I don't want to mess.
Okay. Matt's got something.
I'll save my thing. Yeah, yeah. This is exciting. We have another case.
Another edition of Law and Order. Oops, I didn't mean to play it twice. Law and Order, Name I Can Never Remember Edition.
Copycat Division.
Copycat
Division. Why can't we remember?
All right. This is you can't get away from this song on the radio lately, and everyone rightfully is saying that these guys are kind of ripping off Queen, like the kind of sound like Freddie Mercury-ish, the singer does. And that's true. You're right to rip them for that. But we play the new one first, right? The defendant.
The one
I think that's the way to
I
do it.
I forget how it goes. Yeah, the one that everybody knows. And
okay,
then,
so
and
this
then
is,
the wait a minute.
This is fun with Carry On. I can give you a little taste of it. Okay, you guys all know this, and it's catchy. You know, it's easy to hate these guys.
Uplifting,
but it's also. It's ruthlessly doing what it wants to do mm-hmm. to your heart.
Successful, yes.
All right, so I'm just going to skip to the end of this. This is the end of the song. And it just kind of goes out like this. And you know, when you hear that, you just kind of go, what is that? That's just... This might be the first copycat drum beat ripoff ever.
Okay.
Because I think we all remember this song from, what, 88 or something?
Oh, interesting. Huh.
Slow that down a little and you get a little fun. This is Michael Jackson, the way
she
make
me
feel. You hear it?
I totally hear it. I'm...
Does drum beat ripoff constitute theft? That is the question for the court.
That's tough.
Searching my mind for precedent.
The Jacksons are litigious.
Anyway, you guys get the idea.
I think this falls under the umbrella of influence more than...
That's what funds... They're skating by on that anyway.
Yeah.
just one more time so you guys can have it in your head. Here's the fun beat. It's not just drum. There's a bass.
Yeah. I'm hearing it.
It's not exactly the same, but it's
That's interesting.
Close.
Wow. Good call on that. Yeah.
It's amazing how you'll just you'll hear something and you go, whoa, wait a minute. And some people don't, but you're like, I know what this is.
If nothing else, it's the beginnings of a great mashup.
It's true.
If anybody out there is a mashup artist, I want to hear that. Because I do like both those songs.
Well, the way you make me feel is fun.
It is.
I'm pro fun. I think they're okay.
Pro fun.
Yeah. You brought them on this show before anyone had heard of them, you had some crazy
the format
family. Yeah.
They were this band called The Format before.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like it was going to be one of those stories of like, well, they were good, but I guess we'll never hear from them again. And then
rocket ship.
Excellent. Good for them.
Yeah.
Here's a song that's finally coming out this week. It's so much buzz about this, people losing their minds about the new Daft Punk. Let's hear some of this. What do you think?
Oh no, this is Donna Summer.
Oh yes.
It sounded like something right when it started to me.
It does sound like with good reason it sounds like a Good Times or something like that. It's a Nile Rodgers.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Love. We've come too far to give up. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky.
Up all night to get lucky.
Nice.
That is going to be the monster of the summer, I think.
Daft Punk. How do we, how do you categorize their music?
I guess it's EDM, you know, it's like electronic dance music.
Yeah.
But it's like the French disco.
It's also, I think it's at this point, that's just a pop song, though.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah.
My nephew is a big fan of the Tron Legacy soundtrack that
That they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, people love French robots.
I know.
That's one of my favorite Gary Lucy quotes ever. When you first played them on Rock Side, I think this is a song about two robots who love each other very much.
I forgot about that.
Well, any more business? Are we ready to go?
We just got our calls.
Oh, we got some calls.
Roll through these. One of these calls is going to blow your mind, the last one.
Hello.
Hey guys, this is Jay Sobrisky. I'm calling from Illinois. I was backed up on the episodes. I just got caught up. And the first one is the blank song, the car song by the Cat Empire.
My parents say, think about your future. And my teachers say the same. But it's hard when there's a basketball game at the park. It's 1998 and everybody's saying,
Harry, you're gonna be a lawyer someday.
It's Monday, bloody Monday, and there's two things I forgot. I forgot to do my homework, and I only got one sock.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Jesse from Humboldt. Wouldn't it be nice if you guys did an episode with song titles that are questions? You could call it Pop the Question. I mean, do you realize what a great idea this is? You guys need to do this because what have you done for me lately? I mean, do you really want to hurt me? Love the show. Keep up the good work, and who let the dogs out?
Why do we never get
nice one.
An answer?
See what I did there? Question, Moody Blues.
Hey, this is Andrew from Boston with another critically acclaimed phone call. This time I have a couple of new show ideas. The first is called Mind Your Manners. These are songs with please and or thank you in the title.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that.
The other show idea I have is called Shadow Rock. These are artists who are related to very famous musicians.
What?
And are also musicians.
Wow.
But they never seem to be able to get out of the shadow of their famous relative.
Well.
It could be a famous father, famous sister, you know, whatever you guys come up with. And finally, for my rock solid instant request, I chose a song by one of my all-time favorites, Queen. The album is Jazz, and the song I picked is a deep cut that is one of my favorites, and I think you guys really enjoy. The song is called Dead on Time. Gary and Matt, you have the great work. And Pat, as always, go fuck yourself, buddy. Love you guys. Bye.
Well, this has never happened before in our lives. Talk about rock solid instant request.
Yeah.
Yes, we are doing the topic that someone just suggested. We are calling it Family Tree.
Right, but Shadow Rock, that's in there
that's
too.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
And also real quick, that that Queen song from Jazz. Jazz is kind of one of those Queen albums that kind of goes under the radar.
Yeah.
It's got Fat Bottom Girls and Bicycle Race on it, but it's kind of one people don't think about, and that's a great album, so check that out. Back to the topic.
Good call, Andrew. So essentially, these are songs by people who have a famous relative who's also a musician.
Right. They could be mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins, probably not cousins, but, you know, sons, daughters. And I am so excited about this. And I want to say something before we start, Matt. Other than my first song and my last song, look at the dates of my songs and tell people about those dates.
What do you mean the dates?
The dates. Is it on there? Look at the year. Do you have the year punched up?
No.
No? I'll tell them.
I'll show. I'll do it.
Okay. On. Other than my first song and my last song.
Yeah. All in the 2000s.
All in the 2000s.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So take that, indie rockers.
Okay.
Well, why are you mad about it?
Just threw my mic down.
Now, I think I started last time, so I think...
I'll start. A little background on this song from 1977. In 1977, I was 13 years old. My sister was 9. And my sister had this album. Uh-huh. But when she was not around, I would sneak this album into my room and listen to it like crazy. This guy is the younger brother of David Cassidy. Let's listen to a little Sean Cassidy.
Well, I was 16 at sick of school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I bought a guitar. I got a fever. That's rock and roll. I played at parties, played in bars. I spent my money buying new guitars. I scream my heart out, but how I love it, that's rock and roll.
Sax.
Well, come on, everybody get down, get with it. Come on, everybody get down, get with it. Come on, everybody get down, let's rock and roll.
Oh, man, that takes me back.
That's Eric Carmen wrote that song, right?
Isn't
that?
I believe you're right.
Think that's her. I think that's a Eric Carmen song.
And interestingly, it's not rock and roll particularly.
Gary, get down and get with it.
Get down and get with it.
That Mr. Show sketch, rap the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Contains no rap.
He was just the most beautiful creature, Sean. You come with, you was like a little fawn or something. You could barely look at him.
I know. Now he's a successful television producer.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I bet he's still cute, though.
I think he is kind of still cute. Dreamy.
He is.
What do you got, Gary?
This is the first one I had thought of, and I was so glad because I hadn't thought of this song in a million years otherwise, but it's a group called The Like.
Oh, now, do you want to tell us, or should we try to guess?
I don't think you would ever guess, but okay. Would you like to know before, or would you like
to hear? I would like to know.
Okay.
It is called, the song's called What I Say and What I Mean, and it features Tennessee Thomas, daughter of Pete Thomas, the drummer of The Attractions.
Wow.
And Charlotte Froome of Mitchell Froome.
Mitchell Froome.
But
oh,
not,
wow.
Not Suzanne Vega, but... just Mitchell Froome.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it's here it is on Rock Solid, The Like.
All right.
Walking from the past, but I don't think I said my goodbyes. Sometimes I just find that they keep smiling.
That's cool, right?
That is really cool.
Yeah, that was, and they were like super young at the time too, like 17, 18 or something like that. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Nice. The Lake.
All right. I've got in the chamber
yeah.
a band called Fiction Plane.
Ooh, never heard of it.
Fiction Plane is led by a guy named Joe Sumner, whose dad is...
What?
Whose dad...
Gordon Sumner?
Gordon Sumner, what? Also known as Sting. Huh. So this is the title track from 2003's Everything Will Never Be Okay.
The kind of sentiment you only get from someone who was raised by Sting.
Yes.
Everything in your life's explained away. It's part of a process that holds you back. A walk along an avenue of trees is just what you need.
Here's the scene at their house when it was growing up. Honey, you've been in the bathroom for 13 hours now. Go away. I'm doing my tantric masturbation.
So what did you think? Did you like that at all?
Terrible.
It sounded exactly like I thought it was going
okay,
to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like okay. Where the old man could say, pretty good.
Okay, we'll let you open for our tour.
Yeah, it was almost like, would you make the SAT analogy that to Sting is Jacob Dylan to Bob Dylan?
Yes, I would.
Okay. The same. All right.
It feels very like you accomplished the goal of making music that sounds like what you think music's supposed to sound like right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, all it right. just feels like there's no sense of originality or...
Okay, okay.
Fiction Plane.
It's not
Fiction
bad.
Plane.
Right. Here's one from our... from the Mom Always Liked You Best file. It's a young man named Simon Townsend, brother of Pete. Let's hear a little I'm the Answer.
Okay. I think this was produced by Pete.
I believe so.
Things been difficult for you.
Sounds like Ranking Roger a little bit, doesn't he?
Oh, like Dave Wakelin, yeah.
Dave Wakelin, that's yeah. it.
Is that,
yeah, good.
I was going to say it sounds like Psychedelic Furs, is that?
A little bit,
yeah.
What's the Dave Wakelin band? What's it? Ranking?
English Beat,
thank you.
Have you heard this before?
I have heard this.
Yeah, it was kind of a college radio hit.
Yes.
Very handsome guy. And on the cover, he's like covered like in coal smudges.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like he just like got done working in the mines before he went to the there. But
And he's currently in The Who. He's the rhythm guitarist in The Who.
Oh, no kidding.
He's been with them for like 7 years now. And you know what? This, we're just going to jump then to my track 7. This is from Simon Townsend's latest release from 2012. This is the title track. Looking out, looking in.
Looking out, looking in, I can see how it is. Looking out, looking in, I can see everything. Looking out the window at the state of my life. The world goes by. Oh, I wonder about the rock and roll life. I wanna know right now.
I think I gotta call Jim Belushi. I don't think we would have heard of him had he not been.
Probably not, but this is a really good album, and it sounds a lot like Pete in places.
It really does, yeah. I guess you can't avoid that.
I guess you can't avoid it.
I'm glad he stuck with music, though, because that's got to be tough. Like,
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when your brother says, you can come to The Who. All right.
Because, yeah, it must have been for years. Like, can't you give Simon a job?
Simon needs something.
Did you want to go, or do you just...
I know, that was mine.
Okay,
that
cool.
was mine. double shot of Simon.
Here's one where I can't decide who's the boss on this one. This is going to be a strange one. Let's hear a little bit of some from the new Strokes album, Come Down Machine, from about 12 seconds in. This is called All the Time. Let's see what you like with this. Featuring Albert Hammond Jr. on guitar. Now let's hear a little of Pops and some of his AM gold. See what you think of this.
All right.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
So everybody knows that song. It never rains in Southern California. So who's the winner in this case? Like,
I think the dad is in the shadow at this point.
The dad's probably in the shadow. But, I mean, he had a couple other minor hits. But, I mean, that's a pretty iconic song.
And that's Albert Hammond?
Albert Hammond Sr., yeah.
He's written a lot of songs that were recorded by other people.
Right.
I think
so.
Now this is this next one. I took the artist's last name off the thing,
okay,
so that you wouldn't know, so that Matt wouldn't know either.
Well, but it says it on the album art, so
oh, it does. Oh, darn!
Damn it! Why didn't you
okay?
Break
well, anyway, this would be for Gary. Okay. This is the artist is just named Chris for now.
Okay,
but his famous family member is going to take the second verse of this song, and you'll immediately know then what Chris's last name is. From the top, let's hear from 2006. The song is DJ Blues.
Hey, Mr. DJ, won't you play this track? We had enough of that jive and chat. Why don't you play some good time blues? I'm here. And the sun's going down. Mac and Tom Murphy will make me proud.
Yeah.
He played some good time blues. Yeah.
Was that like Dr. John or something? Or was it?
That is Chris Jagger.
Chris, oh, okay.
And
I was going to say.
Mick Jagger.
I was going to say. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You think Simon Townsend has it, Ralph?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer of the biggest band in the world. And Chris Jagger decides, you know what? I'm going to do this.
that he's had a good voice, that Chris Jagger.
Yeah, he does. It's just
and doesn't sound like his brother.
No,
he
doesn't.
Has his own sound, which is kind of
it's
good.
Just that his brother's Mick Jagger.
Man,
that's all.
Oh, that's tough.
That's from 2006. How long has this guy been making music?
A long time. As a matter of fact, his first album is called something like you know the name, but not the face, or something like that. Something dumb.
Yeah.
Wow. Does he look like Mick?
He does kind of look like Mick.
Wow.
If you just Google Chris Jagger images, he does kind of look like Mick.
Yeah, boy.
It's got to suck to look like Mick Jagger, but not be Mick Jagger.
Right.
We're Steven Tyler.
I know.
but maybe not. Who knows?
Chris Jagger. We got good. We've been doing good so far.
This is good.
Good job, guys. You're doing great. This is so exciting.
Let's keep it going. I think we heard a different song by these guys before.
Who is it, Gary?
It's they're called the Webb Brothers. And they're the sons of the great songwriter Jimmy Webb.
From Jimmy Webb?
Yeah, Wichita Lineman et al. Listen to this jam. This is called Ms. Moriarty. This is all fantastic. Right.
We'll be right back.
gonna give it away.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Webb Brothers. That's hard to find. That's their second album. I think I don't know if it even came out in the States, but it's if you ever see it.
That's
like
great.
Cool. Webb Brothers.
That's cool.
Yes.
Now, my next song, I don't know if we should we tell Gary who this is, or should we just
I failed bad on that Jagger.
You did.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, give him another shot.
Okay.
Give him another. Okay. This is from 2010, but this is, even though the songs are recent, this is a quintessential Pat type song. So let's, this song's called Call Me, and let's drop it in a minute and 10 seconds.
No idea.
Does it sound like there's two guitars, two voices?
Two blonde twin brothers?
Oh, is that Nelson?
That is Nelson.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know they were still making music.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
And when you're done being his plan B, call me. Now, does she call both of them?
Yeah. How does that work?
Call us. It should be call us, right?
I don't know. I don't know what they do in their bedroom. They share a bedroom.
They have bunk beds.
Yes, exactly.
They have bunk beds. The lyricist sleeps in the bottom, and the guy who does the music sleeps in the top. That's 2010 Nelson.
I
did like that one thing from 89. Or
Love and Affection?
Yeah.
I can't lose
that song is catchy.
That is a catchy tune.
Whatever happened to Evan and Jaren, speaking of?
Who's that?
I don't know.
I remember being in a comedy club once, and they were playing music videos, and the sound was down, but a Proclaimers video came on, and I turned to the guy next to me and I go, "Oh, what happened to Nelson?"
Nice. That's hilarious.
They have let themselves go.
Oh, okay, man.
Gary, your turn.
All right. It's getting a little too macho up in here. So
yeah, man. Let's tone it down.
We got to gay it up a little bit. From 2 minutes and 8 seconds, one of the many musical children of Loudon Wainwright, the third. It's Rufus Wainwright from his Judy Garland Sings album at Carnegie Hall. Check this out.
Here we go. Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding with the bell. Ding, ding with my heartstrings from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug with the motor. Bump, bump, bump with the brakes. Thump, thump, thump with my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake.
Now that is an audacious move, recreating that Judy Garland Live at Carnegie Hall album at Carnegie Hall. And singing those songs.
That album's not called Rufus with a Z?
No. Rufus with a Z. That's hilarious. His first album's so good. Like a lot. He had a lot of good.
That
ass.
Song you just played, yeah. That's not in your iTunes.
Of course it is.
When do you listen to that?
It just comes up on, you know, on a lucky day.
But you don't say on a lucky day.
You know, random choice.
You don't say, I'm going to listen to this today. I'm going to choose this to listen to.
Maybe.
All right.
Sometimes.
Okay. Long before there was Call Me Maybe,
yes,
there was the same type of a fun jam from 2009 by the daughter of one Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
Let's drop this in 5 seconds.
I'm going to send this one out to my daughter, Zoe, one of her favorite songs. She danced to it at a dance recital.
Nice.
It's a great tune.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess.
Woo!
Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy.
What?
Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio.
And a Jay-Z song was on.
And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away.
Like, yeah.
Moving my hips like yeah.
Put my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Good call.
Let me ask you a quick question. Who drives a taxi?
A taxi man.
Taxi man.
Taxi man. She's been listening to, what's it? There's another song that says Taxi Man. Maybe not.
It's Tax Man by the Beatles.
No, that's what I'm thinking of.
That is awesome. Matt recreated the dance recital in here.
I was doing a little bit of Zoe's dance. By the way, if you can tell me what route you take from LAX that puts the Hollywood sign on your right hand side, I will give you $100.
Let us know.
You have gone way out of your way.
Yes.
You take the 10 to the 5 and then back around the 101, maybe?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I guess you could probably still see it on your left there.
You can't sing a song about coming from Glendale, Matt.
You would see it in front of you if you went up the 110. I thought that too, but if you took the 10 and then went to the 110 to the 5, it would be actually dead at like 12 o'clock first before it was on your right.
We've really taken this off too literal.
I don't know if you know, I follow an account on Twitter called Facthive, and it's just funny, like trivia.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really cool. And just yesterday, it told me that Miley Cyrus's real name is Destiny. She was named Destiny.
Oh, right.
And when she was little, she was a baby, she smiled a lot. So they gave her the nickname Smiley. And they kept calling her Smiley, and then they just changed it to Miley.
Well, now I've seen her lately. She might be going back to that Destiny name, hitting the pole.
I will also say this. She's got some weird backyard session thing on the internet. And my wife's cousin posted on Facebook. She does a cover of Jolene.
Oh, Dolly Parton?
That's pretty legit. I mean, I went in skeptical, but it was pretty good.
Her albums are fun.
And hasn't she been collaborating with... Is she on Tyler, the Creator's album or something like that? Or is she going to have another album?
I think she is. She's playing drums in the new Black Sabbath album.
Oh, wow.
She's got so many things are happening with her.
A lot of irons in the fire.
Go ahead, Gary.
Here's one that, this was so predictable, but you got to play it 31 seconds in. This is like the greatest nepotism band of the 90s of all. That Dog, let's hear a little Never Say Never. Let's hear the little violin bit here. Wait,
I'm sorry.
Love that. That's, of course, two of the three Hayden triplets. And then Anna Warnaker, the daughter of Lenny Warnaker, the great Warner Brothers executive. And then also their brother is not in that band, Joey Warnaker, but he's like a big session drummer cat.
And who are the Hayden?
Daughters of the great jazz bassist Charlie Hayden.
Oh, okay.
So there's Petra, who we've talked about a lot, and then her sister Rachel, and then there's Tanya, too.
All right.
Yes.
Isn't Jack Black married to one of them or something?
Yeah, I think he's married to the one who was the bass player, I think.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, my next artist is the offspring of two famous recording artists.
Ooh.
He is the son of
Double
Carly
dip.
Simon and James Taylor.
Yes.
This is Ben Taylor, and sorry about this, Matt. He sounds very much like James Taylor.
Oh, dear.
This is called Nothing I Can Do from Ben Taylor.
Hold on, let me get my pillow. I'm gonna
have to okay.
A long while she said, there is nothing that I can do but belong to you. Heaven and earth, and I find myself singing this song for you. As luck would have it, it just so happens that there's nothing I'd rather do. In the first lesson ever.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice. And on this album, he's kind of trying not to sound, but I mean, sometimes he sounds a lot like Gene. And I guess it's hard. I guess that's tough.
Yeah.
But he has a big indie following. He's got a lot of albums, and he tours all the time. So.
And his name is Timmy Taylor, was his name?
Ben Taylor.
Okay.
Oh, his name is James Taylor II.
I love his other son's stuff. Chuck Taylor. Okay.
Chuck Taylor's great.
It's really good. Hey, now, I'm an all-star.
I got Chuck Taylor's on today.
Really?
Yes,
these are the shoes I wear so you see my real height.
Those are not Chuck Taylor's. Those are all-stars.
These are all-stars. Yeah.
They're
one stars. One yeah, star. They're the cheap knockoff from Target. Not comfortable.
Really?
These shoes aren't comfortable. Chuck Taylor's uncomfortable.
You think the kids who made them, they didn't have a good time either.
Yeah, you think your feet hurt.
Nobody wins in this equation.
You think those kids stand all day?
Probably.
Let me tell you something, Luca. You get in there.
You make that fucking
you make
sneaker.
That fucking sneaker to specifications that I lay down, or I'm going to beat you in the head with the sole of my fucking shoe.
Yes, Daddy.
Tread, and insole, and shell.
If anyone says, how did you get a Converse imprint on your forehead, I want you to say you fell down in a pile of shoes.
If someone is hearing this and didn't hear the last episode, they're going to be so confused.
I know.
Luca's dad popped in last episode.
For us, it's a callback from 35 minutes ago.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, go ahead, man.
I don't know why this didn't work. On paper, it made sense, but you got your... this is from 48 Seconds In, Matt. You got...
48 or 41?
I have 48, but...
you're going back to...
This is, the Deep Sleep Motel. This is this is a group called Nancy Boy. Do you remember them from 98? No.
Yeah.
It's Donovan Leach, son of Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
And I think his name's Jason Naismith, of Michael Naismith's son.
Okay, cool.
The guy who invented basketball. No, the guy from the Monkees.
Monkees, yeah. Whose mom invented white liquid paper.
Exactly, yeah.
Which no one uses anymore.
Exactly. But this is Nancy Boy, Deep Sleep Motel. What do you think?
Okay.
Go back.
So far, so good.
Rockstar kids check in.
Nice.
But they don't check
in. Why would you name your son Donovan if you're known by your one name? That'd be like if Cher. This is my daughter, Cher.
Yeah, what a dick move.
I know. Yeah, that's cool.
And Ione Skye, that's his sister.
That's right. Right. Yeah, from Say Anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Fame.
From Adam Horowitz's wedding.
Exactly. <That's right>. She was good in there.
This is... I couldn't not play... something from Offspring of a member of Cheap Trick.
Oh, wow.
So this is, and Suzanne Dillingham, my concert wife, you're going to love this. This is Miles Nielsen from his album Miles. This is called Hey, Hey, Hey.
Shabby.
Sounds a little like Robin Zander.
It does, yeah. It has that kind of like paranoia, sort of Dream Police-y kind of thing.
Yep, that's on iTunes. He's got two albums on there. Check him out, people. Miles Nielsen.
What do you think, Rick Nielsen as a dad? Like good deal, bad deal? What do you think?
As a dad?
Yeah.
They tore 285 days a year. How can he be a good dad?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Hey, who's this guy?
Hey, let me tell you something.
How could he be a good dad?
That fucking guy's from Cheap Trick. They're on the road constantly. They don't even fucking know their sons. Hey, here's a gold record. Sell it on eBay. Buy yourself something.
Chicago guy.
Vaguely Eastern European working class
guy. Let me
tell
you something. I live in Rockford. Fuck it.
Maybe like that, you know, he has that guitar that looks like him, Rick Nielsen.
Right.
Maybe that's like, maybe he leaves that at home.
Maybe. Just props that up in the corner. Yeah.
He might be a good, dad to his younger son, Dax, because Dax is the current drummer of Cheap Trick.
Interesting.
So he's probably seen him more in the past 5 years than he ever saw him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, boy, forgive me. What happened with the, was there a falling out with Bunny Carlos, or what happened?
What they say is that Bunny is still a recording member of the band.
Okay.
I don't believe that's true. He's just not a touring member.
He wants to spend more time with his adult kids.
I think he was keeping, the drummer's always the first one to go.
Yeah.
I think him and Robin had an argument, and Bunny just, they only played like 70 minute shows with Bunny because he had back problems. So,
oh, well.
Take a hike, Carlos.
See you later. Well, this maybe this drummer will be the first to go if these guys ever catch on. The young Spencer Tweedy, who I think he might be like 18 or some, son of Jeff Tweedy from Wilco fame. He has a band called The Blisters.
Let's hear it.
And this is sounds pretty Wilco-y.
Let's hear it.
From 41 Seconds, man.
Someday the sun will come out. It'll shoot like rays out your mouth.
Awesome.
I hope these fools learn that they don't need to shout. They don't know that the sun is gonna come out. I breathe your air. It's so long since I touch your hair.
It's kind of neat, huh?
That's really neat.
That's super Wilco-y for those young kids.
It kind of depresses me that someone in Wilco has a son old enough to record that album.
I know, that's crazy.
I feel super old now.
Yes. How old are the guys in Wilco?
They're probably just our age.
Probably.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, let's. I'm going to get another lady in here. This is the daughter of Joe Walsh.
Oh, excellent. Lucy?
Lucy Walsh.
Oh,
this is from her 2011 album, 1882, and this is called So I Fall.
And I surprise myself at how easily I break. Your voice on the phone, awkward conversations, dancing around an impossible situation. What do you want from me? Why do you call?
Yeah. Way to go, Joe Walsh.
Her voice has a quality. She could like really never stop working in musical theater if she wanted to. She has that voice. I remember seeing her on that MTV show where the kids of stars.
Yeah.
Sang,
yeah.
And she sang that cover of Don Henley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, you could imagine her just thinking about her screw up father, you know, singing about forgiveness. And it was just like, oh, this is one of the most moving things I ever seen.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
And, but then like, I never heard like an album from her, but now I got to get.
Yeah. That's, there's stuff on, there's albums on iTunes. So check that out.
Excellent. Wow. That's great. Lucy Walsh. Here's one that everyone remembers from the 90s. 31 Seconds. Seconds in, Little Eagle Eye Cherry. Do you remember this, Pat?
Yeah, who was he related to? Nina Cherry.
Cherry is his sister.
Sister.
And then Don Cherry, the great jazz man, was his dad. And it's called Save Tonight.
Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it was to take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery.
say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, there's a lot.
I think he lives in Sweden, like grew up in Sweden and just kind of lives there.
I haven't heard that for so long. It sounds great still.
Not too shabby.
So what do you guys think? Between the two one-hit wonders, who wins? Was it Buffalo Stance? Although she did have a follow-up, but basically Buffalo Stance was a one-hit wonder.
This is better than either of her songs, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know what? She's still going strong, and she was sick for a long time, but she's back, and... Her new album got a bananas review on Sound Opinions. They just thought, oh, this is amazing.
Where
is
really? They gave it 10 bananas, didn't they?
They gave it 10 bananas, yeah. They love it. Yeah. So, but then, and he's, who knows what he's doing. But, you know, go ahead. Let's have another one.
All right.
Yeah.
This, what would it be like, Gary, if your dad was the type of an artist that no matter where he went, everyone knew who he was? Every single person in the world, basically, would know your dad. He couldn't walk in anywhere. Don't you think, Matt?
Yep.
Let me try to imagine what it's like for Preston. I guess we move around pretty freely, come to think of it. But I imagine that'd be tough.
So imagine now that you want to also have a music career when this is your dad. And this is 2013. This is a brand new song from James McCartney.
Ah.
This is Strong As You.
Hear me out here.
Yes.
We get James McCartney.
Okay.
Julian Lennon.
All right.
Donnie Harrison.
Right.
Zach Starkey.
The New Beatles.
Yes.
And they do a television show.
Yes. Where they live together.
Like the Monkees.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
That's some chops.
That sounded good.
Wasn't bad, yeah.
That was not too shabby.
Little derivative of the Beatles.
As is all music.
Yeah.
Gary, I want to play one more and then I'll let you close it out.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because this is Julian Lennon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And of all the artists, this A Blessing and a Curse, he sounds so... I mean, the way Ben Taylor sounds like James is nothing like the way Julian sounds like John. And this is from one of his later albums from 98, from the album Photograph Smile. This is called I Don't Want to Know. And I hope you guys like this, because I do.
I don't want to know. Just maybe you're a stranger to reality. And baby, don't you know you haven't got a clue? Cause lately I don't know what to do.
Wow. Of all the guys living in the shadow, he probably must be the most talented.
He invented the shadow.
Yeah, I mean, he just sounds so good, and you know, he's good.
And
look out, look for his later stuff. He's really, really talented.
His catalog does speak for itself, and it is good. And yeah, he definitely got a raw deal in this whole thing. Yeah. And
tried to get him in here.
Oh man, that'd be neat.
Still trying.
I'd love to talk to him. And you know, my first bone to pick with him is going to be in that Much Too Late for Goodbyes video.
He's sitting on a pebble?
No, not that. There's a harmonica solo.
Oh, okay.
He's not really holding a harmonica. He's just pretending.
Is he doing that to be funny?
I think he just like forgot to grab it, so he just pretended something. Right. So I guess it's
good. Yeah, no one will notice.
No one will notice.
No one will notice.
I might be out. Well, do I have some Roseanne Cash there?
Yep.
I think about 30 seconds in, we'll hear a little of my birthday twin, Roseanne Cash.
And then we'll throw out some apologies and let Matt close it up.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of that 7 year ache.
Girls in the bars thinking, who is this guy? But they don't think nothing when they're telling you lies. You look so careless when they're shooting that bull. Don't you know heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full? Tell me you're trying to cure a 7 year ache. See what else your old heart can take. Boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? But girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
Nice.
Very nice.
Excellent. Yeah. So. People ask her why she wears black.
So apologies to Andy Gibb.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers.
Of course.
Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie Presley.
Okay.
Ashley Simpson. Wilson Phillips. Those are my apologies.
Once when I worked on Blind Date, there was this guy. He was a three-time loser. This kid named Don.
On Blind Date?
Yeah. Because he was just such a goofball. And he looked exactly like Chris Mancini. And I'm not saying that, you know, Chris Mancini is a goofball, but he's like, but we had, and his third date, like, Don, this girl, you're going to get lucky this time. And she asked him, like, so what kind of music are you into? And she's like, and he said, I'm really enjoying that new Lisa Marie Presley album. And it was over. But anyway, oh man, I haven't thought about Don in a long time. I love that guy. And I love Chris Mancini. We wish everybody luck as we do each and every time.
You're trying to keep us out of LA Podfest with your Mancini comment?
Hey, I love, he knows. He knows our show.
He was on this show.
We're boys.
Matt, what do you got?
Well, you ruined it. You just mentioned one of the... Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, you can edit it out.
Nah. We'll just roll with it.
Okay.
I can imagine in the late 60s, early 70s, there was somebody who was sitting around going, what if the Beach Boys and the Mamas and the Papas had babies,
yes,
and that would be the most incredible? No, it wouldn't be. Sorry. I'm here from the future to tell you your dreams have become a nightmare.
Oh, no, this is great.
I can't resist playing this. Yes. I actually love this song. And for anyone who's mad at me for playing this because you hate it, it could be a lot worse. I could have played, I whip my hand back and forth, I whip my hand back and forth, I whip my hand back and forth.
Or
we could have played that music from Michael Jackson's dad, Joe Jackson. Could have played some of that again.
I was thinking about playing some Janet, actually, but then I realized that'd be weird because she's not in anybody's shadow. She's
no, but she did come. I mean, she
at first, I guess she was. Yeah, big time.
Oh,
that's a success story.
That's true.
Remember on Good Times when her mom beat her up and
what happened?
What did the mom say to her?
You tell JJ and Florida, you tell them you fell down. Tell them you bumped your head.
And you know what, you little bitch? You like us on Facebook. You follow us on Twitter.
You call 330-81 rocks if you want to leave a message. You do not tell them where you got those bruises.
You do not tell anyone anything.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
This is from Wilson Phillips' greatest hits. I don't know if it's a different version.
Bridesmaids also?
I don't know. Was that in Bridesmaids?
You're going to play Hold On for one more day?
Yeah, man. That's a thrilling conclusion.
How the movie ends. Wake up.
Oh, right. Now I remember.
They have a group sing. Very big in lady movies.
When you ever have a seagull sound in a song, you're on the right track.
Yes, sir.
Was that Mike Siegel?
Bird was handsome.
Why no one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside?